All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you to talk about Pro Wrestling America. This week, we're coming to you live from Renaissance Coliseum in Peoria, Illinois. Great news. My bodyguard is back. Maybe, I'm not sure. He doesn't know if he wants to do quite that role again. But Bubba Ray Dudley has signed a contract again to wrestle with the PWA. And he is making his debut tonight. And we have a great card tonight as we have the television title on the line. Honky Tonk Man defending the title against Dan Spivey. And then the Illinois heavyweight title and the American heavyweight title on the line. Both of them, a best of three falls match as Brad Armstrong defends the Illinois heavyweight title against Tully Blanchard and Terry Gordy defends the American heavyweight title against former champion Dr. Dusty Williams in our main event tonight. So let's get into the card, shall we? Opening match has Tim Horner facing off against Dwayne Gill. And Horner has an easy match with Gill, but the pin comes when Gill picks Horner up for the jackhammer. And Horner shifts his weight to fall on top of him to get the pin in a time of 2 minutes, 39 seconds. The next match has Iron Mike Sharp facing off against Dexter Poindexter. And after a most disappointing showing in the round robin tournament, Sharp demands a match against an opponent of his caliber. And Dexter Poindexter comes out to accept the challenge. Sharp doesn't take very long, putting away Dexter with a pile driver in a time of 1 minute, 42 seconds. Next match has Bugsy McGraw facing off against Billy Travis. And McGraw and Travis have an epic brawl around the ringside area. McGraw finally busts Travis open by ramming him into the ring post. McGraw gets the pin after a diving headbutt from the middle turnbuckle in a time of 11 minutes, 46 seconds. Next match is the television title on the line. Honky Tonk Man defending the title against Dan Spivey. And they have a brilliant match. Spivey shows that he should be considered a top contender for the television title. Honky has his hands full and is only relieved when the bell rings to signal the end of the time limit. Spivey is unsatisfied with the result. He demands more time to finish the match, but David Manning says no. Honky Tonk Man grabs the microphone and offers Spivey another chance next week for the title. Honky says that he is a fighting champion and he will defend the title against whoever wants a shot at the title. And he says Spivey has definitely earned the top spot on that list of contenders. So let's wait for next week. Honky Tonk Man defending again against Dan Spivey. Next match has Iceman King Parsons facing off against Cowboy Ron Bass. And they have a classic encounter that stays pretty scientific and technical for the first 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, Bass gets frustrated that he hasn't been able to put Iceman away yet. Bass ties Iceman up in the ropes and begins pummeling him. While Tommy Young backs him away, Dillon climbs onto the ring apron and chokes Iceman. When Young turns around, Dillon drops off the ring apron. Young scolds Dillon while Bass releases Iceman from the ropes and drags him to all four corners of the ring. Finally, Bass gets the pin with a flying leg drop off the middle turnbuckle to get the pin in a time of 14 minutes, 11 seconds. After the match, Bass continues the beatdown on Iceman. Black Bart comes down to the ring as Bass ties Iceman into the ropes again. Bart grabs his noose and puts it around Iceman's neck and tries to hang him in the ring. Sunshine screams for help. Dillon grabs her from behind. Honky Tonk Man, Dr. Death Steve Williams, and the Lightning Express rush down to the ring. Candido and Tully are not too far behind. Everyone brawls around the ringside area until security breaks them up. EMTs come down to check on Iceman, and we're not quite sure what happens next. Next match has the Illinois heavyweight title on the line. Brad Armstrong defending the title against Tully Blanchard in a 2 out of 3 falls match. These two had less than expected runs through the round robin tournament. However, Armstrong made it out with a title in hand. That's a plus for him. And Tully Blanchard ending up third, not a bad showing for him either. But Brad and Tully go round and round for almost the entire time limit. Tully picks up the first fall with the slingshot suplex in a time of 13 minutes, 29 seconds. Brad takes advantage of Tully's celebration with a quick roll-up, leading to him tying up the falls at one apiece at 13:46. In the third fall, both men pull out all the stops. Tully almost has the one match won with the slingshot suplex again, but Brad manages to get his foot on the bottom rope. Tully almost has the match won again with the powerbomb, but Nick Patrick sees his feet on the ropes this time. Brad finally wins the third fall just before the time limit would expire with a Boston Crab after a running elbow into the corner in a time of 29 minutes, 42 seconds. Your winner, 2-1, and still Illinois heavyweight champion, Brad Armstrong. Next match, the returning Bubba Ray wants to go straight to the top. When Stone Cold refuses to accept his challenge, Bubba Ray calls out the next best thing in Sting. Bubba Ray wants to put the number one contender on the line, but Sting says no. Sting has no problem facing Bubba Ray in a match, though. And Bubba Ray takes a few shortcuts throughout the match, including putting Sting through a ringside table with a backdrop over the top rope. Dudley capitalizes on that move to get the pin with the Bubba Slam in a time of 20 minutes, 4 seconds. So Bubba Ray Dudley makes his return with a big, big sway against Sting, defeating the number one contender for the World Heavyweight title, putting himself back into the picture for a possible title shot in the future. And speaking of titles, our main event this week, best of three falls, American heavyweight title on the line, as the Miracles Violence Connection members face each other again in the automatic rematch from Gordy's round 9 win in the round robin tournament. And Gordy quickly takes the first fall in a little less than 8 minutes with the Oriental Spike. The second fall goes a bit longer. This time Dr. Death gets the pin after the Oklahoma Stampede at 19:36. The third and deciding fall becomes a brawl. Eventually, Nick Patrick has had enough of the wrestlers not paying attention to him and the rules that he disqualifies both men to end the fall. The match officially goes down as a draw, 1-1-1. But Terry Gordy is still your American heavyweight champion. Neither Gordy nor Williams is happy with Nick Patrick. They chase him out of the ring before brawling with each other again. Gordy throws Williams outside the ring and powerbombs him through a table before Michael Hayes, Honky Tonk Man, Lightning Express come down to separate the big men. This looks to be the beginning of a good feud for the summer. Williams and Gordy both want that shot at the World Heavyweight title, which comes with the American Heavyweight title. Both are deserving, but only one can hold the belt. And right now, it is around the waist of Terry Bam Bam Gordy. All right, that's it for this week from Peoria. Everybody keeps their titles. Big things happening. What's going to happen with Iceman? What's going to happen with Black Bart? Come back next week. We'll have updates for you on that. But until then, this is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America.